You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Ever been to Kansas, Curtis? Ever been to the Heartland?
Nope. Lebanon, Kansas is the city that is the smack dab in the middle of the United States. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yep.
Good factoid there.
One of the stranger trips I've ever been on in my life was not with LSD, but it was in St. Louis for the 2013 World Series. Mm-hmm. This is before your time. So, yeah, we flew out and we stayed in Chesterfield, Missouri, which is about an hour outside of St. Louis, which is one of the worst cities I've ever been to in my life. And we had a Saturday show, and then we were off until Sunday morning, and I was the last one standing in Chesterfield. So I went for a ride, and there was a casino. And, like, that part of the world was so, I've never been anywhere like it. It was, like, Midwest, but not the Midwest. It was just nothing. Like,
the look on your face does not lead me to think you enjoyed your time.
It was a vast expanse of nothing. It was like, I couldn't imagine in a million years.
Don't you need some room to roam? Don't you want to retire out to the West, be a cowboy?
I'm not a cowboy.
Get out of Southie and
I would be
wide
dead.
Open spaces.
If I were on a ranch for an hour, I'd be gone.
You walk for a long time. You're a big walker.
I do. Walk, do a little jog. It's a great day. But no, that part of the world, the Midwest. Midwest is nice. Chicago, nice. But like the Missouri, I imagine Kansas is similar to Missouri.
The show me state. Now, speaking of a little baseball there, you had Tech in this week. It was awesome.
Oh, so
unbelievable.
Great.
If you missed Jason Veritek in studio, I think Tech did a one Jimmy Fund appearance with us. But other than that, I haven't heard him speak much. He was on that recent documentary, but he doesn't like to talk about the A-Rod thing. He's very guarded, it seems like, talking about the old days. He was so relaxed and unbelievable.
Awesome. The answer he gave about A-Rod, and I had never heard him say this, I'm not saying it was the first time, but that the reason he did what he did is that A-Rod was picking a fight with Arroyo and Schilling. No, as Arroyo and Veritek noted that, like, if that was Pedro, if that was Schilling, he'd just go to first base, but he's a punk, so he's yelling at Bronson Arroyo.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
And then he jumped in, and I was thinking about that driving home on whatever day that was this week. And
Wednesday, I think.
How we all think about Chara, Paul Pierce, Jason Tatum, Tom Brady, the superstars that brought championships here. But what we don't spend enough time on, and it really would be an interesting book or whatever, but like guys like Troy Brown, Jason Veritek, the guys that were the sort of the glue, the Horfords, who are
the,
not
the good guys who were drama free,
that were drama free, and that Willie McGinnis, very similar, I would think, to the way Jason.
That's a recent drama,
right?
But
well, you know,
he was back for the Parcells thing, so we're moving on.
He's there. We're moving on. I would not ever disagree with him. Nope. But those are the players that I think. Obviously, you need great players to win, but in the absence of those kind of guys, you know, I just think about how much Veritek took on when he was here, and how he was not vocal, but his actions dictated the team's direction. And hearing him in here for, I could have talked to him. It reminded me of the day we talked to Ortiz during the winter.
Just, yeah, I love that. A winter weekend. Hopefully awesome. We get that again. Now, the other part of that is he was here maybe for a reason, trying to plead his case in a way through the media to the organization of his worth. I don't know if that's true, but he did have a meeting with Breslow that day. Sounds like they are getting close. There was a report, and Cotillo reported, sounds like he'll be back again, and they're working toward a deal, but no deal announced. And I don't know what that's about. You and I always thought if Cora was going to go, at least I kept saying, Veritek's the guy. He's the new manager.
Right.
But I'm sure he'll interview for some of these jobs. He referenced the Giants job. I think there's 7 baseball openings right now. But if he doesn't get it, why would he not come back here? Is it money? Are they lowballing Jason Veritek? That's strange.
I heard what, well, I don't, yeah. I can't speak into that.
Okay.
But I would say very simply that there was a release by the organization that there was a select group of people that were going to be on the staff, and that was announced. Jason Veritek's name was not included in that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know whether the organization wasn't, you know, maybe they were trying to get him to agree and he was saying no or vice versa. But
there seems to be some disconnect about his value or role or importance on the team from his standpoint and their standpoint.
I just hope it's not that Cora doesn't like that whenever there's a bad 5-game stretch that people say Veritek's a good replacement for him. Mm. Because that would be, I think, not in the best interest of the organization.
Do you think Bregman is back? It was reported he will opt out. Heyman says he's going to opt out when the
0%.
I can't believe that. I think 99% he's back.
What?
I think he's just such a good fit here. He belongs here. It was a success. They'll come to their senses and give him more term, more money, and I don't think in the end he's going to have that many suitors. I think his injury actually is going to hurt his market more than he realizes, and he'll go out and shop around, and the people are going to be like, yeah, we're not giving you 5 years at $40 million a year.
Yeah. So you think Scott Boras misread the market?
I do. I think Boras is overestimating the market here, and the lockout's coming, so teams are hesitant to spend huge dollars. So,
but why wouldn't they come to an agreement before this?
It was
preordained.
I think you know people. I was hearing months ago that it's done. He's going to opt out.
Right,
it's
but Bradford said no chance.
And I think Bradford's wrong on this. I don't know why Bradford's so dug in on this that he's not going to opt out. I think he's more reading it from a
he did opt out.
No, he hasn't yet. You can't officially opt out until after the season ends. So it's a report that he will opt out.
Okay. So Bradford still thinks he won't.
Yes. Bradford still thinks in the end he's not going to opt out, or there's a chance he might not. But I think he will.
Is there anybody else saying that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, God love him. Baseball isn't boring.
It is not boring. And he's doing the home run trots.
And by the way, on baseball, Dave Roberts, speaking of old Red Sox, being antagonistic towards those that said that the Dodgers are ruining baseball, it's like, yeah, you are. I mean, it's fine. God love you. Capitalism's great. I think it's awesome. But, like, what? It sounds so weird coming from him. Like, you just had Shohei Ohtani hit three bombs.
Makes him look insignificant? I mean, you can understand why he feels that way.
But he is.
Okay, well.
Like, I don't know. Right? I mean, am I crazy? Like,
I would love to have Shohei. I would love to have Mookie Betts. They're not here.
That team is loaded.
Yeah.
You beat the Brewers in 4 games.
I'd love to have Glasnow. I'd love to have Blake Snell. I'd love to have anybody in their rotation.
Right.
I'm rooting for the Mariners. I mean, I hope they pull it off. They are a good team, but I'm not sure they're Dodgers good. But that'd be a good World Series, Mariners-Dodgers. Yeah. Actually, in a way, I don't think it ruins baseball. It does create that sort of Chiefs dynasty dynamic where you want to see them fail. So if it's a sweep, it's not a good series. But if the Mariners take them the distance, that would be awesome.
Yeah, who knows? I like Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's my pick to click.
All right, we're over our baseball limit for you. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, our man Eric. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, hey, Ken. Hey, Ken. Hey, Curtis. Thanks for taking the call.
Hi, Eric.
You've hit a couple different topics that I'd like to chime in on. First, Curtis, my wife is from Chesterfield, Missouri. Hmm. The casino you're talking about is in St. Charles, which is just down the road. When I was in hospitality management, my bartenders would leave work at 2 a.m., head to that casino, lose all of their tips, and then come back and work another shift.
Looks
so
nice.
I know of what you speak.
Ameristar Casino Resort and Spa? That looks beautiful.
Yes.
I had a lymphatic drainage there.
The spa was not there when my bartenders were frequenting, let me tell you that much.
Yeah. I was frequenting the bar, I'll put it that way.
Oh, jeez.
As were they, which impacted their losses. Regarding Belichick, my only take on it is this. We all know at this point that Brady was 90% of the dynasty. Bill was 5 and everybody else was 5. I just don't take any joy in celebrating the failures of others. I'm happy to see the Yankees lose. I'm happy to see the Lakers lose, the Canadians teams, but not people. And when it's this bad, it's kind of like at the end of Braveheart when Mel Gibson is getting gutted.
I agree. And, you're right.
And
you gotta turn the movie off.
You see the person, the female English woman, and she's then even she's saying mercy. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I really wish Bill would just retire and theoretically go away because it's sad to watch. Yeah. I do not think Bregman, he's just not worth what I listen to the morning show every morning. And to hear people say, just give him another 2 years at 40 mil, it's like he didn't earn 40 mil this year. 18 home runs, 60 RBIs, and a .270 batting average. And when Roman Anthony went down, he took Bregman with him because Bregman just disappeared. I like the guy, and would I sign him for 4 mil at 30 a year? Probably, but he's just not worth the money. I'll tell you who is worth the money. The Greg Hill Show, Ken and Curtis in the morning.
All right.
And me calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, bud.
God bless Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
That's what I say.
Now, you don't give Bregman a little extra credit for fixing Roman Anthony? One of the stories of the year, this guy fixed his swing. He was that important to your season.
Now, does Boris give you those talking points or those Senfia facts?
That is facts. Pete Fatsy was on the Bradfield Baseballs and Boring podcast this week and admitted to it, said, yes, Bregman deserves credit. He saw something in a swing.
You called Greg Fatsy?
No, Pete Fatsy, the head coach.
The Red Sox, here's where I'll give Bradfield a little bit of, I'll open up 1% chance. I'm feeling charitable. There exists the possibility that next year, in his first full season by the Bay, Devers hits 40 bombs and drives in 120 runs.
Absolutely.
If Bregman is on the Blue Jays,
Tigers, yeah,
and he has a 300 hittings, he hits 300, you know, 25 home runs, good season, the Tigers win the Central.
Well, he had 18 home runs and he missed a lot of the year.
Right. So maybe, so say Bregman hits 30 bombs 30 for the bombs. Tigers next year. And Mayer is your third baseman. He goes down in May. And you're sitting here and those two guys are in the, you know, in the playoff push, one in the NL, one in the AL, and you're sitting there with neither. After
that's untenable. Fans are furious.
Right. So, because I think that right now, Red Sox fans are pretty united behind the organization saying we weren't as successful in the playoffs because we didn't have a power bat, but given what Devers had been doing, I don't know if we get there in the first place. And I think that is a rational, honest approach. But next year, when you're removed from the cantankerous Devers demise in Boston and you are entering a new season and you look at the lineup that existed in the playoffs, if it's anywhere near that, you're like, how are we going to compete in this division with these teams with this lineup?
And don't you think it's worse to lose Bregman and watch him succeed than miss out on the polar bear and watch him succeed? You never saw how the polar bear would fit here, right? You don't know that. It's more painful to watch Schwarber be good with the Phillies because he was here. You can't have Bregman come in, flash good stuff, and then leave, and that would be like crazy.
Right.
Plus with the Devers trade, you're totally right. There's no way they're letting him go. Zero chance.
Well, I mean, they are letting him go. I mean, he's going to opt out.
He's opting out, and they're going to sign him. Let's go to Bill in Newton. Hello, Bill.
Hey, speaking of ruining baseball, real quick, the 2027 Dodgers roster has only 10 players signed to it right now for $240 million. They're going to be a $500 million team within a couple of years. It's insane. I mean, they should win the World Series every year. And yeah, it sucks, but like Curtis said, more power to them. They can buy it. They can win. See
you, Bill, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's fascinating to me. So what's going to happen? Like, you follow the NHL more closely than I do. When Jeremy Jacobs
What do you think about Hustadinov so far?
I think the puck has been a little too sloppy.
They benched him a little
Hustadinov?
Yeah, benched him for game after the loss.
I actually took him in one of my fantasy leagues.
Okay, just one?
Yeah. What was it, 08-09, where they lost a cup? Where was the lockout in the NHL?
Oh, that was like 04.
04.
Yeah.
Okay. It's such a dark period for me. I don't even like to think about it.
Well, I was at a radio station. We did a funeral for the NHL. We actually had a casket on an ice rink as our gimmick.
Yeah, there's been a couple funerals for this place.
Rest in peace.
5 years later.
04, 05. That was necessary. That fixed the game.
Right. So.
Too much clutching and driving.
How did the. What were, like, so let's say 2027, Bill just noted that the Dodgers have 10 guys for $240 million on the books. Is there any chance that this new agreement negates those deals? Like, how does it work? I'm asking, like,
I don't know. That's a great question. Like, they're going to be over by X amount.
Because I think the NHL had to do that, right?
They're like null and void contracts? I don't think they did that.
How do they institute a hard cap when teams are going to be well ahead of it? I don't know the answer.
Like, there's probably a phase-in period or something like that.
Okay, like the second apron?
That's what they're going to be talking. That's what we're going to be hearing about in February of 2027. And it's going to be painful. Drellick will be writing reams and reams of stories at The Athletic about what's happening with the lockout.
Drellick is really hoping that Bregman opts out.
He's coming into his own. Paulie Adedim. Oh, sorry. Let's go to Paulie.
Paulie. Hey, what's happening, guys? Hey, who says there's no Kings? We got King Ken here and Curtis the Court Jester. Please, now. I guess Belichick lost
King
again
Kong.
Last night, huh?
Belichick
what was
lost
the final?
Again. 21-18.
They covered.
Wow. Good. I love seeing that. There's no – the reason why that guy was wrong about the ratings in the morning, the reason is two words, Danielle's revenge. Who we need at the trade deadline. I got Trey Hendrickson. He's the pass rusher that you're talking about, Ken.
Yep.
He's the guy I've had my eye on since the summer. The price just went up on him, though, because of Joe Flacco's presence. The Bengals are hanging in there. A couple of weeks ago, I thought they were in the middle of a big collapse. But they're back on track. Burrows will be back soon. The price has gone up. Be interested to see if they're still willing to deal him. I say no. But they've got to do something. Maybe they will bring in A.J. Brown. But I would try to stiffen that defense somehow. You need to rush with four. That's what I'm looking at.
You're
right,
smart
now,
man,
boys.
Paulie. Thank you, Paulie. I like that. I like pass rushers' number one need. What's your number one need?
Receiver.
Yeah, wrong. Wrong again. But I'll tell you who's right on the money now that he's here. David Azar, ready to trend.
Sometimes late, but always right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
All right, Curtis, you know this one. Right?
This is Bush.
Wow, I didn't even know you knew who Bush was.
Glycerine. I know one song. Yeah, this isn't Bush. This
That's
is
like my high school
days. Is this Goo Goo Dolls?
Nope.
Green Day?
Nope.
The
Are you
Brands.
Serious? Jeez. Foo Fighters.
Oh, that was going to be Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Grohl.
I love Dave Grohl.
He had some drama lately. He's gone away. He'll be back.
I would say number one would be Pauly and Dedham, but the second best phone interview or interview on a radio I have ever heard is Dave Grohl on with Howard Stern.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I have, yeah.
It is unbelievably great. Yep. Like Howard at his peak with, well, not me at his peak, but he's a great interviewer. And this was like in 2013. And it was one of those popped up in the algorithm. I wasn't a huge Dave Grohl guy, but the way in which he found out about Kurt Cobain, all the demise of Nirvana, really, really fascinating.
This was an interesting week for me in many ways. I spent more money on a concert ticket than I ever have in my life.
We talked about this yesterday. What happened?
So Rush is back. Rush, I love Rush. Okay, I'm a big Rush fan. They retired. They were done. Neil Peart passed away. They were not going to play it again. So now they're back with a new drummer, female drummer, and they announced a limited tour next year. So I got into the advance lottery for it, Ticketmaster. And then it's very pressurized. You know, you get in there, you're on the waiting list. By the way, it's at New York. They're not playing Boston. So this is Madison Square Garden July.
Was this around 2 o'clock on Thursday when you got this?
It might have been the day before, but, you know. But so, yeah, I mean, and I wanted a good seat, but by the time, all the cheap tickets were gone, so by the time I got in there, it was either the $700 seats up on the rim or the $800 seats down in the main
How many tickets
floor
did you get?
I won. I'm going, but my wife and daughter are going to come with me to New York. We'll make a little trip of it next summer, but I got to go to, I'm going to go to the show myself.
So you're looking at like a $3,000 weekend.
Hell yeah. This is going to be our vacation, so thank you, Dave, for being understanding on that one.
Unbelievable.
But $864 to see Rush, row 15. Madison Square Garden, 30th of July, 2026, the 50-something tour.
But you're going to be back because the trade deadline's the next day.
I know. I'm going to be following it down there.
Are you going to New York this week for the Marconi?
I am not. Greg is going. Congratulations to Greg Hill and the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, he is?
Marconi. Yep, he's going to be doing the show from our WFAN studios on Wednesday morning. Tuesday night, hopefully he pulls the award home. And good luck to him. Also, our partners, Carson and Kennedy, up at Mix 104.1, up for the same award, so it could be feisty.
I hope they lose. No, they should win.
We can't lose.
Carson and Kennedy, very good people.
Very good people, doing great in the morning as well.
Yep.
This is Ken and Curtis here till 11:30. We got BC pregame at that time, hoping to right the ship here against the Huskies.
Very quickly, the biggest disappointment of any BC football season I have ever seen in my life.
Do you think if they had won those close games, they had like some games that
double overtime Michigan State, lost to Cal.
Did like the team fold after losing close games? I haven't followed that closely.
It was so Pitt last week. It was
Pitt was an abomination. I did see some of that game.
Jones and I famously went to the 09 wild card game together in my dad's old seats at Gillette.
Really?
And we
you got, and Adam Jones?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are buddies.
I've known him forever.
I didn't know you got that close.
We like hung together. When
social
we were,
event together.
We were 890 ESPN superstars. And one of them was. He was. I was just, you know, the drunk guy.
He was an update guy?
Yeah. I used to click two buttons an hour for the local trending for the Mike and Mike in the Morning on 890 ESPN. And Kevin Winter was in Bristol. So we were going, and the Pitt game last week reminded me of that Ravens game. Like, before you even sat down, it was over. Yeah. I mean, Pitt just boat raced BC. And there's a lot of bad seasons. BC football start, like, we are known for mediocrity. Like, that is it. We major in it. But for what they did last year, Lonergan came in, looked great early on, got the transfer. You figure Billy O's going to get his, you know, we all like Billy.
Yeah.
And it has been just horrific, awful, not even close, not competitive.
Because they have made bowl games the last 2 years, so this is trending towards not even being at that level.
Right. I mean, this surprising. Is, Jeff Hafley had far more success.
Hafley, by the way, is being potentially a head coach in the NFL.
Right. Green Bay defensive. If he was an offensive mind, he'd already be a head coach.
But I mean, were you upset that he left?
No, I thought he was in over his head.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Bill O'Brien was the biggest, you know, biggest.
Yeah. He still could be. Bill could still turn this around.
But it's just very odd to me.
It's a blip.
It's very strange.
Let's say I hope they finish strong here. Now,
right.
Finishing strong, Patriots, back to the current team. 4-2. I still cannot believe they beat the Bills, or 4-2 are in first place. I know you predicted 10 wins. So, yes, I guess there was, if people looked at the schedule, but this is way ahead of expectations. Here they are. The schedule is mud. You cannot lose tomorrow, right? There's no chance. There's a chance.
And there's also, because this is the only comp we have in recent memory is 21. And that was Mac's rookie year. This is Drake's second year, obviously. However, what this team has done and the two losses they have, one was week one, bumpy start, new coach, new everything. You were a better team than the Raiders. If you play them again, you'll win. That's, to me, there's no real preseason anymore. That was the clunker to start the year. Mm-hmm. So I kind of use that as an outlier.
Mm-hmm. Good excuse.
And then you have the Steelers, who
turnover game.
Outplayed, if you look at the stat sheet, minus the turnovers, which I know you can't, they were a better team. Mm-hmm. I think if they play the Steelers again, even if they play them in Pittsburgh, they win that game.
Yep.
So, whereas the Patriots in 21, you had the win game, you had some fluky
stuff.
And,
by the way, Christian Gonzalez missed both those games.
Right. So your best defensive player, probably your second most important player, would you agree, after Drake May?
Yes, yes. Yep.
So, right. So you're entering this next 13 games or 11 games remaining. And I don't feel we had gone week to week, what Patriots team are we going to see? We were so demoralized after the loss to the Raiders, and then you're so demoralized after you play the Steelers, and you keep shooting yourself in the foot. Instead of 2-1, you're 1-2, and then you get right against the Panthers. We all kind of thought, ho-hum, that team sucks. Then the Sunday night, fourth quarter, to me, changed everything. Everything that you thought this team was had to shift in that moment, where the Bills, the AFC favorites, the reigning MVP in their building on a Sunday night with a full-throated fan base. You get the fourth quarter comeback, game-winning drive from Drake May. You get the Bareilles kick. You name it. I mean, that shifted the entire outlook I have for this season.
Not only this season, but the next decade. It's like, oh, this could be the connection for the next 10 years, Vrabel and May.
And I people ask about, you know, Vrabel and Mayo and talking to them down there. Vrabel is just so supremely confident. Like, he exudes, some people may perceive it as arrogance. It's not, at least the way I feel it. It's he can be, I'm sure, you know, come across that way. But he does not doubt himself in any capacity. He is able to immediately deflect any praise for him onto the players that he coaches. He's very in tune with the fact that he has a celebrity status in the region that predates his coaching tenure here, where he could easily be the most popular guy in the team. You know, you win three Super Bowls, you get touchdown passes in Super Bowl and as a, you know, tight end.
He might be the most popular guy on the team. You think Drake's exceeded?
I think Drake now. I mean, you go to Xavier. I mean, you go to Xavierian versus Catholic Memorial. I mean, you're basically, God, can we not tweet the same thing 500 times? It's just like, have a unique thought. But he went to a high school football game. We all think he's like now like Newt Rockne.
Yeah.
But either way, it was lovely.
Well, that's a good play. That's a good choice. Talk,
whoever's PR team is much better than Max.
Excellent.
But I feel supremely confident in both Vrabel and Drake May in those positions for the next decade. Which
I questioned Vrabel a couple times. I questioned him at the handling of the Diggs situation. I questioned his response to the fumbles for this year. Like, I don't know that that's a good idea to just let that go. But he has answered, in hindsight, he looks like he's handled that both those issues perfectly.
Where do you stand on the Scheim controversy regarding Josh McDaniels and Vrabel? We should actually, David, if you can find the Vrabel back and forth with me on the Drake May, Josh McDaniels relationship from Monday.
Scheim is a rising talent. I like Scheim a lot. He's doing a very good job on the pregame show. He'll be on there tomorrow.
But
unfortunately, in this case, it's just a classic example of a sports radio guy who has committed well beyond before the season began, and he can't get out of it.
Yeah,
I think he just needs to I was wrong. I was stupid. I'm an idiot, and move on. I don't understand why he's still clinging to this. No credit for McDaniels. At some point, your eyes have to tell you the guy is doing a good job.
Yeah. Just from my perspective, I watch, you know, who knows what we all see in games, but I almost never sit back and I'm like, that was the dumbest decision I've ever. Like, he'll send a text to the group during a game.
Right. It's not like an on-air act. It's just his whole life is consumed by McDaniel's hate.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, James, did you see that? He's like, no. And we go back to it. But the reality is he's done a phenomenal job this year.
Yeah, we agree. And he did. I think he deserves credit for Mac Jones for the Mac Jones year you just referenced.
Right. And, you know, because he was saying how the way, I don't know,
because Vrabel's not that involved in the offense, right? He's not, I mean, you can't give Vrabel this credit.
I give Vrabel credit for, I think, ever since Williams sadly has been fighting and away from the team fighting cancer.
Terrell Williams,
that I feel like Vrabel has done more defensively, which would stand to reason. And that's why Josh McDaniels here is so huge,
right,
that you can basically delegate that.
Now, it is odd. I do find it odd, noteworthy, that Vrabel is giving credit to the quarterback coach and less credit to McDaniels. It is interesting.
It is interesting. And especially when it's so easy, when I ask about the relationship, a guy who Vrabel, we all agree he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He's very media savvy. He's nothing, I would say, he's not one of the walk back guys, although we had a couple walk backs. Yeah. I think he knows exactly what he's saying when he's asked those questions.
Here's a little bit of Vrabel from as you referenced.
Drake May has been spectacular. Absolutely, almost, you could say, relatively perfect game yesterday. I'm sure there were some mistakes that I missed. But who do you credit the most for that, and how would you describe his relationship with Josh McDaniels?
Well, I would say that the credit goes to Drake. That's what it all of these go to. It's not going to go to anybody other than the player that's doing that and improving and understanding and making the plays. His ability to throw off platform and extend and keep his eyes downfield. You know, there were some things that we asked him to work on that Josh and Ashton asked him to work on coming out of Buffalo. I felt like he tried to do that. And then when he had to extend, have the ability to extend. But you know, I think that's when quarterbacks can feel the rush, but also see downfield and see things develop. That can be deadly. Just it's hard to defend that, as opposed to guys that they drop down, their eyes go down to the rush. Now they can't see guys open up and come free on the third level. So I think his receivers, I think he trusts those guys. I think he trusts to spread it around. I think he, you know, doesn't mind, you know, giving them a chance and putting it in some place where they can get it. And so I think that's a great combination between Drake's personal development and trust in the receivers.
When you were thinking about taking this job. You were thinking about taking.
Hold on there. So now he's given. So the money takeaway there is, to me, can be deadly when he's looking down the field. Eyes are down the field, right? So who gets credit for that? Who worked with Drake like this is the Bregman fixed Roman Anthony?
I would have to say it's Josh.
Now, but then he mentions Ashton Grant, the quarterback coach, very quickly, who was in Cleveland. Were they together in Cleveland? Is that where
Vrabel and
knew
Ashton
him?
Are? They have a relationship prior to this. Yes.
Okay, so that's his guy.
29 years old, up and coming coach in the NFL.
So, can you ask Vrabel who deserves credit to follow up on last week's question.
I don't think he's going to.
Who deserves credit for adjusting Drake's game that he's looking down the field while scrambling?
So this week was successful. I got a couple answers that did well. I find that in especially with Bill, but even with Mayo, like if the next week they don't want to give you anything. So you got to be very, you know, if I look to follow up on that, I think you'd say, you know, I think Drake played well. Let's go, Greg. What's this idiot doing here?
Okay, well, work your magic somehow. Find out.
Because they were asked, Vrabel was asked about that on Friday, about the perception that he was crediting the quarterback coach over the coordinator. Mm. So listen, we could all agree that Josh McDaniels was not hired directly by Mike Vrabel. That Robert Kraft, and I don't blame Robert Kraft for this, that he saw what happened when one person is in charge of everybody and they're all loyal to the coach and not to the organization. Totally get it. And Josh McDaniels is a guy that I think is a great hire in that he's not going to get another head coaching opportunity. He likes Westwood, a lovely town.
Could be college, but yes, we talked about that last week.
Right, but the odds are if you pay him enough, you can keep him as the offensive coordinator and he'll be here, especially now he's being paid by the Raiders. So win, win, win. But I think it's Vrabel doing his own bidding, getting his quarterback coach in the ear of the quarterback.
Yeah, and as a texter says, maybe he's just pumping this guy up, Ashton, 413 texter, so he has a shot to become a head coach someday. McDaniel's already had his shot, so he's just doing good by a young coach on his staff. Maybe. But even Tommy Kern was like, well, it's interesting. It's a trend of not giving McDaniel.
Oh, Tom Kern talked about it.
He did. Jones and Keith asked him about that. Like, are you basically like, hey, do you believe there's something here? And he's like, I'm not going to deny. I'm not noticing it.
Can we hear that next?
Yes, we'll do that next. Also hear from Ashton Grant, who talked this week, and he clarified his role. It's the Kenny Curtis Show on EA.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ashton's a really bright young coach who does a great job of, you know, a lot of little details, a lot of things that really help bring the game plan to life. All of our study preparations, our cut-ups, coverage details, individual technique drills, a lot of little things that are, you know, they're big. for the quarterback.
Josh McDaniels talking about Ashton Grant. And there were a lot of Ashton Grant questions this week because Mike Vrabel said on Monday the relationship is great when talking about McDaniels and Drake, but then he went quickly to, I think we have a young quarterback coach that we feel strongly about in Ashton Grant, and he serves a different purpose than Josh, so everybody's running with that. Then we had Tommy Kern, our insider, who's on with Jones and Keefe on Tuesday. Jones and Keefe have been on this, like, why isn't Vrabel getting McDaniels credit for a while? And David, I don't know if you have that, the Tommy Kern response.
Do you read in anything? Anytime people try to get him to compliment McDaniels or something, he kind of pivots away.
Now you guys have me doing it. I saw the same answer. I'm like, wait a minute, are those guys onto something?
Yeah.
He's talking about Ashton Grant here. Why? The question was about Josh. So you guys have me conditioned now.
Every nice.
Time he answers something about Josh McDaniels,
that's good, I guess.
Anything short of genuflection and hosannas, I'm like, why does he hate Josh?
It is odd, though. It'd be like, hey, yeah. What do you guys think of Tom Curran? And we're like, well, Phil Perry's really great. Like, that would be like a weird answer.
So what's your assessment of all this, Curtis? Oh, your mic's off.
By the way, I ran into Phil Perry at Lookout Farm. What a gentleman.
He's a lookout guy.
Yeah, boy.
Tell he's a specimen there.
He is. He had I felt very inadequate.
I remember Trenny was put on the spot once and said, who would you marry in the media if you had to? And he said, it was like instantly, Phil Perry.
Well, Trenny's first answer was herself.
Jeez.
I am going to ask Mike Vrabel on Monday what he thinks of Drake and Ashton Grant. And if he then gives me Josh McDaniels, then Tom Kern will be right. But if he just answers about Ashton, then we kind of have our answer.
I don't know that that's going to prove it one way or the other.
It will not. It's great that we're trying to delineate who gets what credit as opposed to blame, which is basically what we've done the last 6 years. So we're trying to figure out who's the reason for success as opposed to failure, which is a much better exercise. I just think... this is, you look at organizations, right? Like, look at what the Bengals were before Burrow. Look at what the Ravens, well, I guess the Ravens aren't agreeing. Look at what these teams, Stafford and the Rams. When you have a guy that comes in, everybody looks smarter at that position.
Yeah, but you would admit Drake is drastically different because of this. Last year, he would scramble and run. This year, he's moving. He is actually turning him into more like Roethlisberger these last couple of weeks, where he's moving in the pocket and looking down the field. That's right. A big advancement for him.
And I think the reason why week one was so concerning was Drake looked timid in that game. He would have space to run, and then he would slide, or he would throw the ball away. He had clearly been coached, which if you're going to give one bit of blame to the head coach, it's that you didn't play Drake enough in the preseason.
Or that, you blame Elliott Wolf that you signed Jacoby Brissett before you last year at all and impeded his growth through 6 weeks.
Okay, but entering from when Mike Vrabel became the head coach of this team, not a second guess, we talked about it in the moment. He played four series in three preseason games.
Yeah, it was crazy.
With a new left tackle, with a new offense, that was a mistake. And
I mean, he didn't get hurt, so that's good. But
I mean, I don't know. You said that the Vikings game, he had his head slammed the turf. I don't know if he got hurt or not, but neither here nor there. The fact is that what Josh McDaniels has done for Drake May is express to him the rules of the road that don't look to run right away. You have a great arm. We have an offense. There's going to be people open for you. We've improved the scheme and everything else, and that is what has allowed Drake May to find the success. I mean, I am surprised now when he throws a ball that isn't perfectly on the mark. Like, it's
same.
There was one pass that was in the third quarter of the game against the Saints on Sunday, and it airmailed the guy. I don't know whether it was a quarterback fault, receiver fault, I don't know, but it stood out in the fact that it's so rare now.
And then you watch the Jets. Justin Fields was so bad in that
horrific.
Game over the weekend. He could not, he was like Cam Newton bad.
Was that a Monday night game?
I don't know. It must have been Sunday afternoon or something, but I was just watching that like, my God. This is the difference between Drake May and Justin Fields is unbelievable.
Nasty.
And the other thing with Justin Fields is he has no awareness of like when to, like, it was the game against the Dolphins. It was a primetime game. Was it Monday night, David? Am I losing my mind? 7 o'clock.
Jets-Dolphins?
Jets.
Maybe they were.
I feel like it was because they were both 0-4, right?
Right. Yeah, it was the winless Monday night game.
Okay.
And watching
The way, so they would get to the line, and you have to stand for a second. Otherwise, it's an illegal procedure. Over and over and over again, Justin Fields would get to the line. His wide receiver would be walking up. Garrett Wilson would be getting set up. Snap the ball. Like, the most basic, fundamental rules of football. And he, it's amazing.
Maybe
to
he
me.
Just had a bad week, but it was,
and also,
it was a really bad week.
It was an awful week. The Caleb Williams stuff about Troy Aikman saying he was lifting weights. Now I'm 3-2.
Right. Think about it. You don't have any of that drama
not
with Drake.
It.
Drake is just, he's like, he may be boring or you, maybe like not, but that's good. This guy's just a football guy.
The guy's chewing gum, talking to the media, blowing a bubble, saying that, yeah, I was lifting weights, but I'm 3-2 now. I tried to call him. Like, it's Troy Aikman, dude.
Do you want to hear a little from Ashton Grant, just to put a bow in this segment? Here's Ashton, who was asked this week. Now, he got some media time. So, to the texter's point, maybe Vrabel is doing him a solid. We know who he is now. Here's the quarterback coach of the Pats.
Me and Josh do a good job working together, you know, kind of setting a plan for what you know, the plan is with the quarterback and how he fits into the offense. I think Josh does a good job with the global picture and the big picture of how the offense should come together. And then me and him do a good job talking and how he sees the quarterback playing into that. And, you know, I just try to take Josh's lead and, you know, explain to the quarterbacks how Josh envisions the play coming to life.
Connecticut guy, somewhat local. You could consider Connecticut local, right?
Yeah.
Local product. New England product.
Nutmegger.
Okay, so you got some stuff working. It's very rare in sports radio. We comb through audio to find out who deserves the credit. It's usually, who screwed up? How did this happen? Let's hear 18 cuts about this. Now today, it's
if
who deserves the credit for Drake May looking down the field when he's running.
And I always just ask it because the only way you can understand how it would work in the room, put yourself in the shoes of Josh McDaniels, and you hear that. What is your first reaction?
Your eyebrow perks up.
Yeah.
Your little... You're doing the same thing Curran is. Where's my Hosanna?
Like,
not enough Hosannas.
Like, I'm thrilled. You know, I'm here. Josh McDaniels knows this. He has been a head coach, failed. He's here as a coordinator. And he was asked about his future this week. And he said, you know, it's an honor to work for Mike. And, you know,
McDaniels is saying all the right things.
Right. So what I'm saying, but he knows exactly what to say, and he says it, whatever he says in the back or whatever else, we don't know, but publicly he understands what those words mean, and he, if he's doing that for Vrabel, don't you think he would expect that from Ashton?
Do you give Shime any credit for all this?
I do, because without Shime, we don't get Drake May, and we're still sitting here for 2-6.
Shime's in an odd place, too. I mean, he had the furry conversation. Now he's got the wedding date out. Now Wiggy's not coming to the wedding.
The Wiggy response...
The McDaniels...
There are times, like, I love that Wiggy doesn't give an F about, like, so he's like, what's a cauldron? Nobody would ask that question, but he did, and it was great. And Wiggy was after one of the Numbnuts Invitationals, and Wiggy just begins the show, and he's just like, I didn't realize, Courtney, you suck at golf. And
yeah,
it just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Wasn't...
He is brutally honest.
Roundhouse to the face. Ugh. And then this week, he just says, yeah, I'm not going. And it was no reason. And it was just, he
won't go to Wakes either. I mean, he just, guy just.
Hey, God love him. I mean, I do think it would be funny now if he does show up and do a card show in front of the wedding. Like Pete Rose style.
I might appreciate that. You get some people.
Now, David, you'll be my favorite producer forever. Do you know the scene in The Office where Dwight brings his cards to the First Communion for all your paper and printing needs? Do you remember that one?
First Communion?
Yeah, it was the for the Jim and Pam's daughter.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, yep. He's handing them out. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, good.
That's all it took?
Yep, we're good. David's the keeper.
Well, this was so electric, we got a bonus half hour.
Love it.
Leading into BC football.
Is that at home today?
It is at home.
Wow, big weekend. Charles Traffic. You always forget about it.
You forget about it.
It's there. Usually it's a crappy day. Beautiful day for it.
Beautiful day for everything. It's beautiful in Boston and in New England.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
I hesitate to ask you this, Curtis. Last week didn't go well, but college pick of the day? You said you quit, but...
So, BC is -1.5 at home. If they don't beat UConn by a touchdown, I would be shocked.
I know, but aren't you?
It's a perfect day.
Whether the team has just fallen apart, they've
right.
lost it.
But UConn is like
you can't.
Yeah, I don't need to go back down. It's always I always find it funny when the people from Syracuse and UConn say that BC killed the Big East by leaving. If they were invited, they would have left.
Yeah.
Like so it's always been a bizarre like it's
But I
not,
do I love the Big East days. The height of the Big East and basketball at MSG was awesome.
That to this day, my dad, his old buddy Mike Ruane, his kids and I, we would go down Friday. And go to the semifinals Friday night, the championship Saturday.
Yep.
Just an it's awesome so cool. weekend.
Yeah.
Perfect. Manhattan's great for 36
hours. I think I went
10 years
in a row. We used to go with Pitt, and we would broadcast from the ESPN zone in Times Square. It was the best. Just watching basketball. Five straight days.
That's right. We would go Saturday, ESPN zone, and then it was one of the best sporting memories I have was I think it was they beat BC, beat Howard, beat Kerry Kittles and Allen Iverson.
Ooh.
To win the Big East championship. And that was, I believe, that was Jim O'Brien back in the day, one of the great coaches, BC history.
Hmm.
And
how's the hoops team looking this year?
I don't even. Honestly, I couldn't tell you two things. I didn't even realize that Pat Kraft, the guy that was the AD, was at Penn State. He's the one spearheading the search for James Franklin.
Do you think Bill O'Brien could go to Penn State?
So what I think is that Bill O'Brien did not decide to stop talking to the morning show because he wanted to focus on coaching football. He knows the absurdity of that statement. I don't know Bill O'Brien personally. I've only spoken to him over the phone. He seems like a direct, honest guy that I trust and respect. So whatever it was, I just thought it was interesting that you have these odds come out for the next Penn State coach and he was the second best odds to get it. I don't know. It just seems so weird.
Saban? That's the people talking about Saban coming out of retirement?
If I were Penn State, and not only because I hate the school, I would do anything I could to get Marcus Freeman there. He is, to me, the best coach in college football. He has done a spectacular job at Notre Dame.
I know the Nebraska coach, Matt Rule, has gotten a lot of ties.
I would
he's a
rule him out.
You what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Didn't he remember with the what was it, Carolina that he was at? They had the big fight with the Patriots, and they like kicked him out at the scrimmage.
What do you think about Mike McCoy tomorrow and the struggling Titans and Cam Ward, who I said Milton was better than. I'd rather have Milton than Cam Ward, and I got laughed at by Scheim, I think, believe. Well, who's laughing now? Cam Ward stinks. Now, he might be a victim of circumstance in this terrible team. But I would say the only chance of Tennessee winning this game, it's that one-week coach bump. There is a little bump when you make a change like that, right? A short-term bump.
But don't you think it's negated by whatever bump the Patriots players have of playing for Mike?
I think so, but it is the third game of a three-game road trip, and you're feeling yourself. So you
it is crazy. The Patriots have never won three consecutive road games.
Except in the 85 playoffs.
Okay, so regular season road
Regular season only.
I mean, maybe they just didn't have many opportunities because they didn't lose very much.
Yeah,
for
it's
a
not
long
common.
Time.
I think there's only four teams that are playing a three-game swing like this.
Yeah.
But you avoided the trap game last week. Is it potential that this is the trap game?
I would be shocked if this is a close game tomorrow.
Somehow they beat Arizona 2 weeks ago, Tennessee. I didn't see any of that game or the highlights of it.
Was that when the coach was yelling at the running back?
Yeah, that's when the whole fumble in the end zone and then Gannon like smacked him. And the Cardinals blew that game.
So
you could do that.
David's our Cardinals expert.
Yes,
apparently.
I'm glad he watched it.
But whenever I think of the Cardinals, I just think of that stadium and I cry. But
why do you cry at that stadium?
Oh, God, the worst moment ever. Super Bowl 22.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a nice stadium. I've been in there.
Yep, it's lovely.
They bring the grass in from outside to inside.
They do that. They show that on the Patriots. I guess in that stadium, it's been avenged by the Malcolm Butler interception. Yeah. So
there you go.
But
Cam Ward's completion percentage is 55%. Three touchdowns, four picks. He's been sacked 25 times already.
The Titans suck. The Patriots
we're keeping
the
book right now, we ass.
That's the quote of the year, right?
That's actually, it defines the Ken and Curtis show. the Patriots.
Put that on our open next week, David.
The Patriots tomorrow have a better quarterback, a better coach, a better defense. Like, what do the Titans have on the Patriots?
And their receiver's out, Calvin Ridley.
I mean, the only way the Titans have a chance is if everybody goes out to Jelly Roll's bar.
Tony Pollard ground and pound.
I mean.
You do have some guys dinged up yourself. So, Harold Landry, questionable.
Who, if you had to put it in, like, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that's. If you're a Patriots fan, how many teams do you think you just can't get past? Like, is the Chiefs, who in the AFC, obviously you beat the Bills. Who could you say if there's a matchup the Patriots would have?
Exactly. Nobody.
There's nobody in the NFL. Maybe the Eagles with everything going right. But I would you take Drake May over Jalen Hurts right now?
What do you mean take him right now? Like to win a game or to as a quarterback in the future? Yes. Quarterback in the future for sure.
This year to win one game, who would you take?
Probably Hurts, just because he's just in a Super Bowl. I know.
But what do you think Drake May would look like with those?
He looks good. I don't mean to insult Drake. I do wonder, though, if we're overinflating it a little bit based on schedule. So they're good. I like their roster. They just beat New Orleans, who's no good, by 6, right? It was a struggle. You had to grind it out at the end, held the ball to win.
But if the refs weren't playing for the Saints, it'd be a different game.
Okay.
That was horrific. Carolina. We haven't talked about that.
Oh,
how awful.
That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Like, it was stunning. The lateness of it, it does make you question whether, like, the refs have money on the game or, like, it was so bad.
But my question is, and I know we talked about it with Boomer and all that on Monday with the Greg Hill Show, but there is the, what is it called, expedited review? Is that the way they term it? Mm-hmm. So there's a play, you know, clearly the ball hits the ground. They don't need to waste the time with Hakuli under the hood. They can just get it directly down to his headphone and say, nope, you know, it wasn't a catch. It's a drop. Second down. Why, in that case, in between the touchdown, the random late flag, and the actual call, can there not be a come-to-Jesus moment where the refs get together, you know, like 04 ALCS, you know, like, no, A-Rod was not running. I saw it. He whacked Arroyo's hand, and that's, you know, he's out. Like, I just don't understand why there isn't someone.
Well, they had it, right? 2019, they had it 1 year trial of the review for pass interference.
Boomer, I asked Boomer, and he said that. I wasn't talking about, like, the right to review it. I'm talking about someone somewhere.
Somewhere in his headset.
Saying, hey, Nimrod, this was not a penalty. It is not. Because in week one, the Chiefs had a PI called against their defense, and then it was overruled as uncatchable. That used to happen all the time.
Yeah.
How many times in the, you know, the 2010s did you see a PI call and they're like, nope, it was uncatchable, no flag on the play? Well, that never happens anymore.
What about Mike Brenly, who was the Red Sox guru when Cora used to go to him, you know, and be like, Brenly, what'd you see? So have Brenly, the Brenly of the NFL, over there talking to the refs in their headset.
But like, I refuse to believe there is a sentient human that was watching that game in the NFL offices that didn't say that's a horrible call. Like,
right.
If you've watched a football game in your life.
Well, who was the ref on the call that they went to?
Sterator.
Sterator. He was like, that's terrible.
But that's my thing is, where's the disconnect? That does lead to conspiracy theories. That does lead to belief that it's not on the level.
Well, what was the NFL's rationale for taking the review of pass? I know you don't want this, but the review of PIs, it was just too problematic.
It was just for show. If you recall that year, I think there was like minimal calls that were overturned. It was voted by the competition committee. They had to implement it, but they did so in a way that was...
They don't want to review every play, right?
Right.
So you have to trust your officials at some point, but...
But I hate when people... You're not using that, but when I hate when people use that logic where we don't want to review every play. No, first of all, you review every play. We all watch the game, and then we see a replay.
Yep.
How...
You have the money. There's no, like, there is no shortage of funds available to improve the game in any form. Like, get the Saudi money in.
Could you
imagine?
Get Lombardi
over to Saudi to get some money in for the review system.
But just think about this, right? Let's say Spencer Rattler leads the Saints back and the Patriots lose by a point. And you go back to that call or a call like that, people would be apoplectic.
Yeah.
Like, how? It's so frustrating. Like, you know when you're driving somewhere and there's no accident and you just start driving again after sitting in traffic for an hour and you're enraged? Because if at least you see that there was some, you know, car broken down.
Doesn't it feel good to be that upset about things, though? You're middle-aged now. You're getting...
I am well past the middle of my age.
Are you 40 yet? You're not 40 yet.
41.
Oh, 41.
Jeez.
So I'm 46. So I actually now find myself...
Your birthday's coming up, right?
December. Things that get me worked up. Some things here in the room. I sometimes afterward, I'm like, I'm glad. There's something that still gives me the feels one way or the other.
I love it.
I still get the tingles. So this... kind of a thing in the NFL. It's good to have this kind of an issue.
But
we need to fix it.
That's so disingenuous.
I'm just taking a big picture view.
But like, right.
The refs stink. I'm happy about it.
it's, I mean, if you think about, you know, the most watched Super Bowl of modern era was the Patriots-Seahawks, which had the two-week buildup of Deflategate. You know, so you brought in all these people to the tent.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing for Brady, but good for the league, right?
But you would agree, the NFL can be horrific with their refs, and it does not affect the game in a negative way one bit. It does not take away one viewer. Nobody's turning the station. Like, they can be historically bad in a facet of their business, and they have no repercussions. Zero.
It only
makes it stronger. People talk about it more.
And then why do they have the pool thing? That's so weird.
Oh, the pool answer was even worse.
But, like, why can't you face a question? Why is it so, shrouded in secrecy?
We should have you ask the question of the pool reporter.
I would. And keep Greg out of the pool.
All right. You're listening to the Ken and Curtis Show. Bonus 11 o'clock time. I'm Ken. That's Curtis.
Hey.
Let's go to Art in Walpole on the refs. Hello, Art.
Hello, guys. How are we doing today?
Excellent.
Good. I mean, guys, we have to be beyond naive to think that Donaghy is the only corrupt referee in professional sports, don't we?
That's true. I mean, it can't just be one, not a
one-off. It can't be one guy.
Especially with the explosion of gambling.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ken. I mean, it is absurd to think that there's not something going on. I mean, we hate to realize it, but it, you know, I think the only way around this, Chris and Ken, is for the NFL just only call flagrant penalties. This ticky-tack stuff that they're calling is not only killing the product, but it's obviously questioning the integrity of the sport. And so if they just back down and say, unless something is really flagrant, you'll let it go. That's the only way things could continue to stay on the up and the up. But what's going on now, guys? It's got to be. It's rotten in Denmark. It really is.
Thank you, Art. Now, could they suspend the guy? What if the NFL came out and said, we're doing a review system. This guy blew a major call. He's benched for a week.
Yeah.
Would that make you feel any better?
No. Well, I mean, maybe. That will never happen.
You think Shohei bet on baseball?
Fall guy.
You think he bet on last night's game?
He should have.
What a performance. Is that people have been like, you know, hyperbole, but 3 home runs and 6 shutout innings in a clinching game? Best performance ever?
We'll never see it again.
What about Durant?
Durant?
Let's go to Roxbury and talk to Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
Curtis, this question is for you.
Yes, sir.
Early in the week, Sean was saying that Drake May was already a top 5 quarterback in the NFL, and he was better than Jaden Daniels. I was wondering, did you think that maybe the Commanders are rethinking taking Daniels over May, or do you think that the Commanders are happy with Daniels?
So, Marcus, I think if you ask the Commanders today, given that they reached the NFC Championship last year, they'd be very happy with the selection they made. I think it's a rare case where both teams might just stick with the guy they took. I don't think Patriots fans would be unhappy with Jaden Daniels. I think given what I've seen this year, I'm happy that they have Drake May and I'd stick with them. But if that makes sense, I'm not trying to be evasive.
What an Ordway.
I think if I'm the Patriots, I stick with Drake May. I'd be happy with Jaden Daniels, but I think I'd stick with the guy I took.
No, I totally agree with you. I just wanted to get that answer because Sean is... he tends to throw people away quite easy, and I just wanted to say that Jaden Daniels has shown no regression. You know what I mean?
No,
so, I mean, I'm happy with Drake May also. I think both of them are a dynamic, but Sean tends to, like, go to 10 when he should really be at 6 or 7. But thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Marcus.
You guys take it easy.
All righty. I think both teams, the Commanders and Patriots, would take the guy they have over the guy that went number one.
Plus, McLaurin's out. Oh, yeah, you're right. Caleb, I wouldn't take Caleb.
But how crazy is the Bears' history at the quarterback position? If you want to talk about truly cursed.
Well, the Browns are worse,
but
close.
But they've the Browns had
Baker Mayfield, and they let him go.
The Bears were drafting at 2. The Bears traded up to 2.
But even worse, the Browns got the guy, and they let him go.
But it's far worse to give up that draft capital to get Mitchell Trubisky when Patrick Mahomes is there.
But that happens because you're evaluating college and it's getting to the pro. You drafted Baker Mayfield.
They had Kristen Cavallari's husband.
Yeah, but good. Now, you and Principal Dave are not a great combo.
I haven't heard from Principal Dave
in a while. We haven't heard from him in a while, and Great choice of time stand still on his Hill note. Great job, Dave. So I'm for that alone, I'm bringing you on to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I appreciate that, Ken. Thank you. Yeah, no, just an actual, honest, legit question to Curtis, because I'm not sure. A little flex here. I was just at the gym, and I was watching the highlights of Ohtani. The guy's a beast. I mean, it's unbelievable. His pitching was even better than his hitting. Whatever ended up happening with that, I know it's all about money. Major League Baseball didn't want to suspend him or get rid of him. Has that been finalized? Like, what happened? Did his interpreter take the fall? I've never heard anything else.
That's
but they
it.
Just bury it.
It got buried. And yes, the interpreter took the fall.
The interpreter took the fall. And
Ipe Muzuhara.
Speaking of ESPN, and we did this earlier in the show about the Pablo Torre investigation that never would happen if he was still working at ESPN. You will not be seeing a lot of the betting history of one Shohei Ohtani
on
Fox
that one?
Or ESPN as you get ready for the World Series.
See, Wickersham should do that right before the World Series. That would raise interest.
But
what happened in the scandal with Shohei?
And I think it's interesting because if you asked baseball fans if they believe the excuse, wouldn't you guess 80 to 90% say no?
Well, the claim is, right, that the interpreter stole $17 million from Shohei Ohtani.
Over several years.
Over five. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. I don't know if he's going to serve all that. He's probably not serving it. He's probably in Shohei's, you know, guest room.
Right. It's just, I mean.
The bookmaker took part of the blame. I think he's got a year in prison or something, but man.
It's just, I mean, you understand it. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, think about the revenue he brings to Major League Baseball with the interest he gets.
One extra downside to the Dodgers winning is Kike Hernandez is succeeding, and I just am not a fan.
No.
I don't know what you thought of Kike here, but. It bothers me to see him succeeding.
Cocky. Who could ever forget the Jeter Downs return from Mookie Betts?
It could still turn out to be.
Is that the worst trade in Boston sports history?
No,
Joe Milton. Take your calls. Joe Milton, that's right.
Brooks in Laconia to finish it off here today. Hello, Brooks.
Yeah. My interpretation of the two calls last week on Diggs was the refs were watching Diggs exclusively to see if they could call anything.
Oh, you think it was a vendetta, a personal vendetta against Diggs?
I do.
Why? Why? Just because he's a bad guy? Or
because of that and the fact that he is showing that he can be that good.
Showing who?
The NFL, that he's, you know, a reclamation project.
Why wouldn't the NFL want Steph Diggs to be good?
That's not exactly what I mean. The point is, they were watching Steph Diggs for anything to be done.
Why?
Because they could.
Well, wait, stop. Wait, hold on. Hold on. What do you mean? So Chris Olave, did they do the same with him?
No.
Why?
They're just questionable calls.
No. Stop. Brooks, why would they want to officiate Steph Diggs differently than Chris Olave?
I don't have a proper answer for that.
Thank you. That's it.
You gave that
what now?
You gave that more time than I would have.
Oh, well, because there's always
was,
you have to get to that point.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't blame you. You had to get down the wormhole there.
It's just, what does that mean?
That's his. You're into the JFK stuff. I heard you talking Russian literature this week. So this guy's into the Steph Diggs conspiracy theory.
Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
I don't even want to get into it. I'm sorry I brought it up because that.
The only person, David, in America that doesn't have an opinion on that is Ken Laird.
You think the world ended in 2012 and we're just not realizing it? You heard that conspiracy theory?
No, I have not.
They discovered like the Higgs boson and we get sucked into a black hole and we don't even know yet that the world's ended. I thought that's a pretty good one.
I mean, if I had to be in a black hole, I'd want to be in it with you, Ken.
Right when you started EEI.
That's right. Well, it was all part of it.
Might not even be on the air right now.
That is a... The thing that I find so crazy...
That'll get us out of this PC season.
Greg... Greg loves it, and, you know, who doesn't? I love conspiracy theories, but there's a movie coming out about, like, UFOs. And it's like, the movie, the deep state, doesn't want you to see. And then there's the Secretary of State in the movie. Like, if there was anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying that nobody wants to release this, and it's being released.
No.
It's counterintuitive. Like, obviously, there's nothing in
man.
There. Right. Well, it's just like you're talking about this movie where you're speaking truth to power, but all the people that are in power are the ones talking on it.
Well, Curtis, I feel like we made some progress today, personally, if not professionally.
And I don't like to read too many texts, but 978. Two great Office references today. Thank you.
Yeah, that's too many, though.
What is the...
You go to the well too often.
I'll get into a new show. I'll do 60 Minutes references for you.
60 Minutes Australia. That's what you're...
That was a great show.
That was a great show.
They had Maciek Boney in a pretzel.
Good. I made David end a Rush. This is Rush Marathon.
Right, well,
from Power Windows. So
let's go Eagles.
We're going to end on that.
Get our win today against UConn.
My
Thank
man
you.
Meter, John Meter Perel, the voice of the Eagles, coming up at 11:30. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.